From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, the latest on the identity of Jihadi John. Media reports say the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostage beheadings has been tentatively identified, but security sources caution the reports may not be accurate. Reports quote friends of Muhammad Emwazi as saying they believe he is the tall, London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. John Garson is a professor of national security studies at King's College in London.
I think if this is the man concerned, if he has been unmasked now, that is literally a useful thing. He's unmasked. We understand who he is. Kuwaiti-born British resident, allegedly from a reasonably well-off family, a graduate, somebody with many opportunities in life, not a dispossessed person at all.
European intelligence sources are refusing to confirm the identification. Meantime, a U.S. National Security Council spokeswoman would not confirm or deny reports about the identity of Jihadi John. She says U.S. authorities are working closely with international partners, including Britain, to bring the murderers to justice. An activist group says the number of Assyrian Christians kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria is up to at least 220. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighters captured people during the past 3 days as they took control of 10 villages in the Haseka province. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian troops have begun withdrawing artillery from a frontline eastern village near the devastated town of Debaltseve under the watchful eye of European monitors overseeing a ceasefire deal reached earlier this month. For a second straight day on Thursday, Ukraine's military officials reported no combat facilities in the regions near the Russian border. Russian President, Foreign Minister, that is, Sergei Lavrov, is warning Western countries against imposing more sanctions on Moscow. He says threats of additional sanctions show the West is opposed to following through on a truce for eastern Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke Thursday about the truce.
And I welcome the recent indications of reduced fighting in Ukraine, and we hope that the ceasefire now finally is going to be respected.
That is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Saudi man accused of being an early leader of the Al-Qaeda group was convicted on 4 counts of conspiracy in connection with the 1998 bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in East Africa. 52-year-old Khalid Al-Fawaz was found guilty Thursday by a jury in New York. Al-Fawaz was not accused of helping to plan the bombings. The August 1988 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania left at least 224 people dead. Al-Fawaz faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan paid a surprise visit on Thursday to the country's northeast, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency. But violence in the northeast also continued Tuesday. Witnesses saying a suicide bomber killed at least 19 in Borno State. U.S.-Cuban officials will meet today in Washington for a second round of talks to discuss the process of restoring diplomatic ties. That story from VOA's Pam Dawkins.
As the two sides prepare to discuss diplomatic relations, there are continued questions about Cuba's human rights record, as well as its designation by the U.S. as a state sponsor of terrorism. Democratic Congressman Elliot Engle is part of a U.S. delegation that recently visited Cuba.
I believe the ball is now in the Cuban government's court to respond by ending the harassment of political activists and releasing political prisoners.
As Secretary of State John Kerry testified before a House panel Wednesday, Kerry said Cuba should be judged by its future actions. Pam Dawkins, the State Department.
And U.S. consumer prices fell 0.7% in January, the sharpest drop since 2008. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.